Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, welcome back. Hour number two of the Friday show with Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am Joe Beamer, by the way. Great to be with you on a Friday. It is sunny outside, but don't be fooled. It is cold. We have finally gotten too cold this winter. And I want to talk to you about politics and how it has affected you, how it has affected you mentally, physically. 12% of Americans say that they've had physical, that they have suffered, I'm sorry, let's say this the right way. 11.5% of Americans say politics has affected their physical health. So how has politics affected your mental health, your physical health, and also, how do you stay away? How do you back away and say, you know, I need to take a break? It's time to take a day or two off. 803-0930. Always good to go down to the great state of Texas and talk to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Well, first off, Terry, I have to say, what's the temperature in Texas right now?
It's like 34, man, in Lubbock. We're having some Buffalo weather. It's pretty good.
Well, 34, that'd be tropical compared to what we have today.
Feels like it's Buffalo weather. When it's it was like 80 2 days ago.
So. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Now, Terry, what do you say about, you know, the effects on not only mental health, but physical health?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how people let this stuff get to them like that. When I get tired of it, I was trying to tell Sandy yesterday, I kind of missed my point a little bit. It's like, I listen to WBEN, you know, on a regular basis, obviously. But there's only so much one can take when listening to this stuff. One of the effects of politics that I was going to say was, in my opinion, it ruins good talk radio because, you know, obviously you have to address it. But on the same token, you know, there's other things we could all be talking about that put us in a good mood or whatever. I mean, I'm a realist. I'm realistic. I understand what's going on in the world. I don't put my head in a hole or nothing like that, but I'm not going to let it affect my everyday existence. You know, I think we talked about this before as far as, like, you know, Christmas and everything. Just having a good Christmas and enjoying that instead of jumping through all these hoops that they got us going through. For the rest of the year, man, up until November, I'm going to just kick back and, you know, if I'll pick up some information here or there, I'm sure, from WBEN, but I'm not going to go out of my way to research anything when I know the election's coming. And, you know, there's nothing I can do. I mean, obviously I can vote and get people that I know, you know, talk to them about their voting, if, you know, which is like two people, my wife, which she's voting for Trump. She's a fan of the president. And, you know, other than that, man, I'm just going to live my life, dude. When this stuff gets too much, I change the channel. I listen to something else. I discovered podcasts. Those are all right, but you can't call into them, so that kind of sucks. But otherwise, You know,
and podcasts are great for hosting too, except what you said, Terry. You do miss the calls. You miss the interaction.
Yeah, no, because, I mean, all you guys are great as hosts and everything, but the callers also contribute a lot, and I enjoy, you know, pretty much 99.9% of the callers' takes on, you know, what's going on throughout the day. But, I mean, if you let this stuff get to you like that, I mean, then you seriously got some issues in your own personal life that you're, you know, so hell-bent over. You ever seen Van Wilder?
Oh, of course. Tara Reid.
All right. One of my favorite quotes from that movie is, you know, worry's a lot like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, and furthermore, if you believe in God and you believe in the Bible and everything like that, the Bible says it's a sin to worry anyway because you're doubting God. You know, I understand that not everybody believes in Jesus out there, but, you know, these are some of the things that cross my head is, you know, I can't control what these people are doing in Washington. I can only do my little part, and that's, you know, vote and, you know, call into radio shows. But even then, I mean, you know, you hear these bigger name people, the national guys and everything, all I hear them doing is pointing out all the bad, but they really have no solution on what to do other than vote. I mean, so what's the point in me being all bent out of shape? You know, I control what I can control. I make sure my family's happy. I make sure that I'm taking care of myself and my situation, doing my job to the best of my ability, you know, trying to love life and live life the way that you know, I would want to live it if I gave my life for this country, like some of my brothers and sisters in arms have done, like, you know, soldiers and all the other sailors, airmen, and Marines that are overseas right now, like they wish they could be doing, you know what I mean? Not sitting around just complaining about the way the country is right now. There's a lot of people that give anything just to take their family out bowling on a Friday or, you know, go have a nice lunch or, you know, whatever. Go to the movies, just kick back, sit on the couch and Netflix and chill, whatever the case may be. If you're really taking all this to heart and it's affecting your mental condition, you need to really take a step back and look at what the real root problem is, you know. That's what you really need. Because it's, you know, you got to take this stuff lightly, man, or I believe it would kill you or give you a heart attack.
Terry, by the way, if you want to flip over to our sister station, 1520 at noon, Terry's been known to get on the Jim Rome show. So if you want some more Terry, you might hear him there. Right, Terry?
I'm going to hang with you for the rest of the day and then kind of see where Rush and Tom go from there. We'll see what happens. I got a little something for Rome, but I'm going to catch him next Tuesday probably.
All right, man. Sounds good. You have a great weekend, Terry.
You too. Be safe, brother.
All right. Terry in Texas does open that one line for you at 803-0930. Another person who has patiently waited during the news, Pat on a cell phone. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, Terry said it pretty well, but let me tell you how this has personally affected me. I get a big chuckle out of it because I'm able to sit back and sort of snicker at the people who thought they had all the answers, the people who said the president did nothing wrong, and now we find that this Congressional Oversight Office, a nonpartisan group, said yesterday he broke the law.
I think Pat missed the point of the show this morning. How has it affected you? Not display how it has affected you. We're not, I don't really want this to become a show about going after one side or the other or saying, you know, look at this, look at this. I want this to more be how it has affected you and those around you without cutting down those around you or displaying what you might disagree with. How have you stepped away? Not how have you laughed at people for what you perceive to be proven wrong. And so far, what Pat said, I disagree with. But the show is more about how have you been affected mentally, your mental health, your physical health, and how do you step away from politics? Not to display to us how you can't step away from politics. That is not this show. 803-0930, star 930. If you're on hold, we will get to you. But first, we got to take a break here on WBEN. Joe Beamer with you here on the Friday show. Hope everyone's having a great start to their weekend. We are talking about how politics have affected not only your mental health, but possibly your physical health. And how do you step away from politics? How do you say, you know what? I've had enough. I need to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to do whatever it is you do. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to West Seneca and talk to Dan. Dan, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe, and how are you?
Dan, I'm doing well. It's Friday. Justin Fuente staying at Virginia Tech. I don't have too many complaints.
Well, no, it doesn't do any good. You know what? Life is what you make it. And if you're willing to allow yourself to just take in everything, just enjoy everything and not be negative all the time, you know what? Life is really good. So
it sure can be. Now, Dan, tell me, from your perspective, have politics affected your mental or physical health?
You know, at my age now, being semi-retired, you're going to laugh at this because it would really be Sandy Beach's show that was kind of the stimulus. For me, being older and now listening to your show, which forces me to read a little more because I want to fact check you and myself, I would think it's probably really good for me. The overall effect of paying closer attention to everything, it's kind of a brain exercise. Whether or not you like my opinion or whether or not I'm right or wrong, I'm not addressing that, but being an old guy,
And Dan, I think it's also healthy, like you do, to listen to both sides of an argument and not just dwell on one.
No, I'm not going to dwell on anything. You know what? I think part of being successful is being able to admit that you yourself do not know everything, and that contributions from everywhere can be real contributions. You shouldn't be closed-minded. And if you're listening to politics and watching TV too much, I would say that being sedentary is very bad for you.
And Dan, that's what I meant was you obviously look at both sides of an opinion. You are someone who leans more to the left, but you listen to a lot of the opinion shows that are lean to the right. So you get a good dose of both opinions.
I do, and I think that that's healthy because I don't think that anybody is totally right. I think
exactly.
Both sides, partially, are trying to do good. If anything, they're just not willing to compromise. I think that's the biggest new that this very negative political arena has generated, is we've forgotten the art of compromise, that you don't have to be right all the time.
That is especially in the social media world, Dan. I think that is a very important lesson.
Oh yeah, you know, and I'm learning from you guys. And really, it's become entertainment. I think, on a sad note, given the new political climate, exactly what has happened with the advent of Rush Limbaugh and all the talk shows and the cable networks, the way that they format themselves now, is they have made politics entertainment. We don't have news anymore, and if news doesn't generate high revenue, if it has no entertainment value, then they alter it. So I think that there's negatives. But for me, it is entertainment, and I appreciate talking with you guys, and I'm staying engaged. And a lot of older people will tell you that one of the biggest difficulties of being older is you become cut off, and this helps me stay connected. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Okay, I had a friend give me a theory, and I know that you're a really good sports guy, and we were talking about Green Bay versus San Francisco. And if you use the stats, it appears that San Francisco is the better football team and by the mechanics of the game should win and win overwhelmingly against Green Bay. But my friend, who's a little cynical, says to me, "What is the NFL?" And I says, "Well, it's entertainment to me." He says, "It's a money-making business. And what would make more money than to engineer the game to where Green Bay would beat San Francisco, Kansas City would beat Tennessee, and that in the 100th anniversary year of the NFL, the first two teams ever to play a Super Bowl would play again. It would be a long overdue rematch and nostalgia." Nostalgia sells. Could you imagine the T-shirts and all the talk and the reminiscing? And the build, and Kansas City hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years. So if they want to make money, that's the way it's going to go. What do you think of that?
I don't think they'll purposely alter the game, Dan, for this reason. It would be too obvious.
Baseball did it.
When did baseball do it?
Did they not just fire everybody in Houston?
Oh, well, they admitted to it.
They did admit to it. And football had Deflategate. So, I hate being cynical about sports that I love, but is it possible that because so many people gamble on a sporting event, because the organization that puts forth that sporting event has been losing revenue, partially based on politics, and demographics have changed, would they manipulate it so they could make money? And I think if you took a look at the Boston Red Sox, if you just took a look at the one coach from the New York Mets, and you took a look at the Houston Astros, they certainly manipulated the outcome of the World Series. Can the NFL do the same?
Well, I wouldn't, after what happened with Houston, I wouldn't put it past any team to try to find a way to cheat. But, Dan, personally, I think you're going to see a Green Bay-Tennessee Super Bowl because of how hot the Titans are. And I have to go with Green Bay because one of their owners works here at Intercom.
I think that's an awesome theory. And on this time, I'm going to, again, respectfully disagree with you. It's going to be Kansas City versus Green Bay. And no matter what brings it about, it's going to be a wonderful game.
All right, Dan, you have a great weekend. That's Dan in West Seneca opening up a line for you. Yes, one of our engineers, an owner of the Green Bay Packers. Maybe we'll bring him in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll see if he's around and wants to talk about this weekend's game. Coming up, more of your calls talking about how politics has affected not only your mental health, but your physical health. And how do you step away? How do you step away and relax, not get so caught up?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This politics.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Hombre, say, hombre, tell you to run.
Hombre, hombre,
nobody say, nobody on. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run, how we will cry.
Welcome back. Fridays here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for another 90 minutes. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. Hope you all have some good weekend plans to keep yourself warm. Let me tell you what's no fun. sitting in a cold car. Skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories. Right now, get a $379 starter for just $279. That's a saving of $100 only from GetMyPerks.com. Details at GetMyPerks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at GetMyPerks.com. Believe me, could have used that this morning. Definitely could have used a keyless remote starter this morning. We are talking about politics and the effects it has on your mental health, your physical health, and also how do you step away? How do you take a minute and step back and not focus 100% of your attention on what's going on in DC or in Albany or right here in Erie County? And you just take a few seconds for yourself, or maybe a day for yourself. If you're just joining the show late, here are some numbers I saw that really surprised me. By the way, lots of articles in the last month or so on mental health struggles caused by politics. And so I thought, wow, this is something I really want to look into, especially in an election year. But here are some findings. 11.5% of Americans say politics has affected their physical health. 18.3% say they lose sleep because of politics. What? 26.4% say they have become depressed when a preferred candidate lost. 26.5% say politics has led them to hate some people. And 20% say differences in views have damaged a valued friendship. Come on, we cannot let that affect our lives the way it apparently does for some people. You can't be losing sleep over politics. As I said in the first hour, you think those politicians are losing sleep over you? That's what high school Joe Beamer would say when a girl he liked was not into him. And then I was losing sleep and I thought to myself, now she's not losing sleep over me. I might as well just go to bed. You got to think of it that way. And being so involved in it that you're ruining friendships, that it's causing you to hate people. Believe me, a lot of people disagree with me. Maybe even more than disagree with me, hate the sound of my voice on the radio. But I do not hate them. That does not cause me to hate them. I'm the kind of person, hey, you're all right until you give me a reason not to like you. And your political opinion is not a reason not to like somebody. There are so many more dynamics to a person, especially if it's a friend or a family member. You know, we've been over that. But I want to know, how have politics affected you mentally? How have they affected your physical health? And how do you step back? Let's go to our friend Mary in Lancaster. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Good topic.
Thank you.
Joe, I was listening to the other comments and everything else, but I have maybe a little different take on this. The other day, you know how there's a saying that says, from the mouths of babes, you know, you get wisdom. I volunteer, and I read to a second grade class the other day, and one thing that the kids said was, you know, anyway, we were talking about something, and one of the kids shouted out, they says, oh, Alexa, you know, we're doing, like, what are you doing? And one little girl says, Alexa. And I says, you know, I says, people have lost, my comment is that people have lost touch. They have all these devices. They use all devices, and that this is what's, I think, what's hurting the nation and everybody in all aspects, because people have these devices, and what do? They touch the screen, right, and they read a message. They text something. But you know what? The difference between they're not touching someone. Like, remember the old saying of reach out and touch someone when I call them? I think people have to learn the meaning of the words. You know, if it's a touch, you know, you touch, you text by touch, but when you talk to somebody, you make – you know, you make contact, human contact, and there's a difference. You touch that device, but you're not touching another human being. You know, like the old, you know, I told the kids, I says, I said, if you have a device, if you're, you know, hurting or you're sad or something, and you look at one of your friends and you see they're sad, if you would text them, would that help them? Or would you just go over and say, you look sad? You know, you're actually looking at somebody and you see them and you touch them and you say, are you okay? Or somebody's happy, you say, oh, I'm happy with you. But you can't get that by touching a screen, touching an emoji that says smile or sad or whatever. But to actually reach out and touch someone, that's the whole point. I think that's what's destroying our whole, you know, everything.
Well, Mary, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that to an extent. I do think, you know, we think of reaching out as you said, sending a text message. But if somebody really needs somebody, that text message doesn't suffice. You want human interaction, face-to-face interaction.
Exactly. And these were little kids, too, like I say, second graders. But that can hold true with adults. You know, instead of, why don't you just give, I see all these, you know, like now more than ever, you see, like in the death notices, you see, you know, online condolences. But what, you know, I talked to a funeral director the other day, and I asked him, I says, do you get a lot of those, you know, online condolences? I says, isn't it better to just, you know, either write something down or if you see somebody, just, you don't have to say anything. You just got to put your arm around that person. And you can't get that on a text or an online condolence.
And Mary, I have to say, you know how many times I have called a friend to have a verbal conversation with them? They hang up on me and text me, hey, I got your call. What do you want? It's just not the same. I mean, even a phone call is more personable than what we're getting nowadays.
I think it was the phone company had that reach out and touch someone. Well, that I think that is the whole problem. Like you asked about, how do you deal with this? I'm more politically inclined than my husband, but the fact is, I agree with him, with my husband, because he doesn't get involved with all this stuff with politics. He doesn't like it. But somebody's got to do it. That's the whole thing. Somebody's got to get involved. So rather than just go nuts with politics, just try to get involved and find out what you can do to help because this is ultimately, we're helping each other. If we get involved with a campaign, if we just throw up our hands and say, what's the use? New York is lost. It's not lost. There are people that are out there like Mickey Kearns and now State Senator Pat Gallivan is doing a petition to fight this green light law and this bail, you know, release without bail. You know, there are people fighting, and look that up and help those people. Help the guys that are trying to help you, because don't just throw up your hands and say, you know, what's the use? There's and it's reach out and hug somebody. When I see somebody in a supermarket, I always do it. Maybe it's wrong or whatever. Today it's politically incorrect, but I'll see somebody and I just, before I leave them, I give them a hug, and then I give them an extra hug. I say, give your husband or whoever it is, you know, I'll say and say hello to, you know, whoever it is, or their husband or wife or family member, and I just say, and give them a hug, and I give them an extra hug. That is more important than, you know, texting. Oh, I'll text. You know, when they say keep in touch, it's not by texting. You're not keeping in touch. You're just keeping in contact. You're not keeping in touch.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for the call. Mary in Lancaster opens up a line for you at 803-0930, talking about politics. How has it affected your mental health and your physical health, if it has? And also, how do you step away? How do you just back up and say, you know what? I need to turn the TV off. I need to turn the radio off. Hopefully not during this show. And I need to take a break from politics. I have to find something else to do. I can't let this get to me where I am losing sleep or I am having my physical health be bothered. What do you do to step away? More of your calls when we come back. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a great morning. It's a little chilly out there. Feels like 3. But hopefully your thoughts of the weekend are warming you up. And maybe this weekend you'll get by the fire with that special someone, play a little Luther Vandross, and just enjoy each other while it's really cold outside. Here on WBEN, let's go to Paul and Snyder. Paul, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Paul. What do you do to step away from all this politics?
Well, as we speak, I'm on my way to a movie right now.
And what movie are you going to see, Paul?
Going to see A Hidden Life.
Oh, all right. So what else do you do to kind of step away and not let all this politics get to you?
Well, I like to try to do exercise for stress relief. Attending a men's prayer group on Monday nights. Another thing is that while I was doing my stretching this morning, the thought come across, you know, it feels so good to just stretch, take a deep breath, you know, let things go and just relax. And the thought, I'm listening to the show, and the thought came across my mind that life is just so much more important and valuable from conception to natural death than all of the things that we get caught up in. Now, that being said, I know it's important. We got to pay attention. But like Terry said in his call, there's only so much we can do. And as Dan said, got to kind of keep it balanced keep things justly balanced and in fairness in life. And I think that's what you're kind of getting at. Is that, you know, we don't want to be overwhelmed by any one particular thing in life.
For sure, Paul. You know, you only get a short amount of time here on Earth. And why not enjoy it? Why spend the entire time being miserable? Paul, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. Joan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Number one, the first thing I want to say is that the word politics, it's just such a negative thing in terms of me, because to me politics are not real. They lack wisdom. And as a senior citizen, 76 years old, politics invades everything. The Catholic Church, I'm a retired teacher. That invaded that also. But in terms of the little time that I have left, what I do, and I just think it's a good thing for me, for example, reading the newspaper. You know, immediately I start to read some articles, and if they're and to me, politics is negative, so I just turn that off. I just don't read any further, but I love WBEN because what you do for me is, as a senior, 76 years old, retired teacher, you get my mind working, and that's great. But in terms of stepping away from politics, I'm a musician. I'm a classically trained I'm a classically trained musician, and so what I do is every day I wake up and I listen to WBEN, your show. And so I step away from that by just having WNED on. Classical music, that's my thing, you know.
All right, Joan in Buffalo, thanks for the call. Opens up a line for you, 803-0930. Hey, I think we're going to switch gears when we come back at 11. Today is National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. And I want to know, have you made a New Year's resolution? Have you already ditched it? Or talk about goals you've had that you've succeeded and those that you've ditched. And why did you ditch them? Why didn't they make it? That's what I want to switch at 11. Celebrate the National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. Let's get off the whole politics thing for an hour and have a little fun. By the way, just announced the Bare Naked Ladies will be at Art Park this summer with the Gin Blossoms. I love the Gin Blossoms. So I definitely, July 7th, mark that concert down. That one just announced for what will probably be a really good Art Park lineup. It always is. But Gin Blossoms and the Bare Naked Ladies performing at Art Park July 7th. Tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. Bare Naked Ladies. I saw them, oh my gosh, 15 years ago. There's their catalog, a lot of great stuff. And then the Gin Blossoms also. So some great 90s music coming to Art Park. Last year, went to see Sugar Ray at Art Park. It was a great show. They still can perform. And they had Better Than Ezra with them, who I think played longer than Sugar Ray. For an opening act, they played forever. And it was a great show. I'm expecting the same from the Bare Naked Ladies and from the Gin Blossoms. All right. I want to know from you on National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution. What was, maybe not this year, you can go back to the past. What was a New Year's resolution, and did you already have it ditched by January 17th? Let's talk about failing at goals, succeeding at goals, and everything in between here on WBEN. But first, it is time for a cash code. And the 11 a.m. cash code is report, as in Randy Bushover is about to give us a well-researched and very informative report here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.